Listen to the words of Jesus that you find in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 14. It says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." When you're reading the words of Jesus, it doesn't take long to figure out that God is pretty serious about the subject of forgiveness. He takes it so seriously, in fact, that if we fail to practice forgiveness in our own lives, it's going to prove to be a major roadblock to our own forgiveness with God. Just stop to think about the track record you have and how much God has actually forgiven in your life, and you'll quickly figure out that whatever someone else has done to you, no matter how serious it is, well, it's actually pretty small potatoes by comparison. Offending God, after all, is a much more serious crime than offending you. But you know, not only is forgiveness something that God requires us to practice in our relationships with other people, it turns out it might actually be the smarter way to live anyway. In the October 2007 edition of Psychology Today, I came across this little gem. Listen to this. Turning the other cheek can be noble and smart. Unless you have the power to retaliate, forgiveness deters repeated wrongs more than holding grudges does. People are more careful to avoid aggrieving you again if you forgive them the first time, proving that leniency is the best policy. Now, their model's not the perfect model because they still said that you could always retaliate if you had the power. But the principle's still buried in what they said. Experience has proven that forgiving people actually makes them less likely to repeat the offense. And of course, you can see how true this is in your own relationship with God. When you start to get a sense of how big your sins really are and how much you have offended the goodness of God, knowing that you've been forgiven proves to be a huge motivation to live a better life. Once you realize just how big your debt really was and how much God has set aside in forgiving you, you become more determined not to run up more debt with the rest of your life. And in your life today, God expects you to do the same thing for others. Not only will forgiving release you from feelings of bitterness, it actually proves to be good for both you and the person who offended you. By forgiving someone, you might actually be helping them to improve their own walk with God and helping them to improve their own moral character. And that, to me, sounds like a much better way to live.
Discover answers to the most common questions of life at BibleInfo.com. That's right, answers to questions directly from God's Word, the Bible. BibleInfo.com is used by people around the world. It's available in 19 languages. Easy and simple to use, BibleInfo.com, answers to life's questions. Log on today and discover the answer you've been looking for. BibleInfo.com.